This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How's that for a swishy crossing, Jan?
I love it. I love it. I hope you're doing well.
No, I am doing very, very well. Thank you. Okay, so I'm looking at the stories that you proposed to talk about today, and I've got to tell you, the one that stands out to me is definitely the fact that my old home router could probably be vulnerable to a hacker. Why and what can I do?
Yes, so this was based on a post. I was going to tell people about like how we found this, but I don't think that's that relevant. This report is actually 6 months old, and it wasn't widely reported. And so we decided to jump on it and investigate a little bit further here. So a company called Fraunhofer, FKIE, did a study of a bunch of routers. They looked at AVM, who do the Fritzbox, Asus, Netgear, D-Link, Linksys, TP-Link, and Zyxel. Some of you might recognize those names. These are routers and brands that are widely in use around the world, including South Africa. So it's not just in Germany or Europe where the study was conducted. This affects everybody around the world. And what they found was that these routers, for the most part, run Linux. No surprise there. The problem was that they run an incredibly, they usually run an incredibly old version of Linux, an old version of the Linux kernel, which is potentially vulnerable to well-documented exploits. And so this is a major problem on the internet. And so in my article, I write that part of the issue here is that we treat our routers like a fridge. Basically, you buy a router you get a router free with your internet subscription. You put it in the corner, and as long as it keeps working, you don't worry about it. But they are much closer to a phone or a computer. They need constant security updates, and the problem is that the actual retailers, the people who sell us these devices, your ISP and so on, they're the ones who basically just abdicated responsibility for making sure that these devices on their network are kept properly up to date. And the biggest sinner here is Telkom, but the other ISPs are certainly not without blame. You know, they roll out routers onto their network, and they just have no mechanisms in place to ensure that security updates are delivered to those routers. Basically, if the customers don't update their routers, then they remain unupdated and potentially vulnerable, and you end up in a situation where we've had massive DDoS attacks, distributed denial of service attacks in South Africa, partly as a result of insecure routers.
Okay, but this is really important for me to understand, because as I've explained to you, I'm a technical dodo. So if somebody does in fact hack my router, it'll be a denial of service issue. I might get a slower internet delivery, but it's not that my data is going to be vulnerable, right?
Well, I don't want to cause unnecessary alarm, but if a router is vulnerable and a hacker can get in,
yes,
then they can change the settings in your router. And one thing I highlighted in my article is they can tinker with your domain name system settings, DNS. What DNS does quite simply is when you type highfm.co.za or mybroadband.co.za into the URL bar in your browser, it translates that into a numeric address, an IP address. Sure. That computers can understand. That's what computers use to communicate on the internet. Now, if a hacker can get into your router and change the DNS that you talk to translate things, then you might, for example, say absa.co.za, but you're going to their DNS and saying, hey, pass me the IP address for absa.co.za, and then they pass you back an IP address to an attack server that they control. Oh, now, there are defenses in place now to prevent this from happening, but let's say it's not, you know, a bank or something super critical, but just like, an everyday website that you might visit, because banks take steps to try and mitigate against attacks like these, but it's still possible for attacks like these to happen, and that's So it's not just denial of service attacks. There's real danger. And we saw this happening in South Africa where attackers would just poison the DNS settings of whole networks worth of routers. And you know, you don't know what they're after. Because, you know, like no studies were done on this, to the best of my knowledge, but this is the kind of attack they can execute in it, and that's why it's a danger.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to get to talk about any other issue today because this one is really important, like really, really important because we're all vulnerable here. So then the next question to you has to be, what can one do?
Well, so everybody listening can, and speaking to a wholesaler in the industry was so eye-opening. He says, place pressure on your ISP. So go and look at your router. So you should, you know, most people should know how to log into their router and look what software version it is, what firmware version it is. Then go to the Google machine and find out what the latest firmware version is of that router and see if, you know, your firmware is out of date. And if it is, go to your ISP and say, listen, I just looked and the firmware on my router is out of date. I am concerned about unaddressed security vulnerabilities. You know, please can you ensure that my router is updated and secure? And if more people put pressure on ISPs to do this, and let me be honest, in the beginning, they're probably not going to help you. And so then you'll have to go to a friend or family member to try and help you to flash the firmware if you're not comfortable to do that. But if we get a critical mass of people complaining to their ISPs and if they don't help you within a week, then take it to social media. You know, to come to the My Broadband forums, go to Facebook and Twitter, wherever, hello Peter, wherever you need to go and make some noise there because that is the only thing that companies seem to respond to. If we can make some noise about this issue, then perhaps we can get ISPs to change the way that they treat routers.
And if you bought a new one tomorrow, a state-of-the-art brand new router, would that alter things?
Yes. So newer routers from established brands tend to have built-in updates available to them. But honestly, it depends on the ISP because the ISP can have their own version of the router software installed that then doesn't do automatic updates in the background. And so, but for the most part, if you buy a brand new router, it should be supported for at least 2 years, and the modern ones update themselves in the background. But the thing is, you have to unlike computers, you know, like when Windows goes end of life, Microsoft trumpets it from the rooftops. Windows 7 is going end of life. Windows XP is going end of life. This is what's happening. And it's also bigger news because it's got a wider install base. So it hits the mainstream press, right? With routers, that doesn't happen, but they go end of life fairly quickly and then security updates for them stop entirely.
Wow. I know we had lots to get through and I know we only spoke about one issue today and I think it was worth it because I think that's really, really important. We're all vulnerable here. So thank you for that very important discussion that you, that you had with us this afternoon. Really very grateful for that.
Pleasure. Yeah, it was my pleasure. And if I can save one person the agony of having, you know, themselves being attacked this way, or even from just having their internet offline because their router got bricked, then it was worth it.
Then we had a good day. Thank you so very much. Look forward to you to chatting to you this time next week, Jan.
Catch you next week.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.